Episode 2214, Keep First Things First.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope this finds you absolutely joyful for what God has in store for you today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's Sweet Spirit Sunday, and it's a time of reflection. Your relationship with your Heavenly Father's. Keep first things first. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. You know, the world may be against you. However, God is for you. Keep first things first and honor God through faith and obedience. Did you know God desires to see you succeed and prosper? The key is, though, through His ways, not ours. I don't know about you, but I need to get out of God's way so He can move in my life. And you know what? That's hard. And it's a struggle because our earthly flesh, our earthly being is saying, no, 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 I want it my way. But you see, He wants to give us blessings. But the problem is we're always in His way. Proverbs 3 verse 9 through 10 says this, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Keep first things first. It's very easy for us to just say, okay, hey, thanks, God. Appreciate that. And you just keep moving on. You don't even give 10 minutes to God. Now, I'm not here pointing fingers because I'm telling you, I'm a busy woman too. I've been on the go this weekend enjoying time with my daughter and her son and my son-in-law. And oh my goodness gracious, it has been a blessing. But you know what? Being on the move, sometimes you kind of forget what you really need to do. We got to keep first things first. We've got to be communicating with God on a daily basis. We've got to include Him in our everyday. I know for me, I really do try to take God to the grocery store. You jokingly hear me refer to that, but it is true. I can be talking to the lettuce and I'm in a conversation with God at the same time. Okay, maybe I'm not talking to the lettuce, but you know what I mean. I'm standing there going, okay, Lord, what lettuce would you pick? What would you go with here? And then sometimes I find myself walking down another aisle to see someone standing there. And just with their posture, the way they look and how they carry themselves, I get this nudge from God saying, you just need to smile and say hi. Do you know what that means for me? It means another 20 minutes longer in the store. Well, there goes my schedule. But God says, but you're on my schedule. You see, yes, I wear that big sign that says, tell me your whole story. I'm here to listen. I'm here to be present with you. I don't have all the answers, but I'm here to be the person in your way so that God can intervene. You see, sometimes we forget that God's timetable is perfect. Keep things first. When you give your first, you are planting a seed for more to come. You make space for God to come and bless you even more. So give God your first every day. Start with your thoughts. When you rise in the morning, praise Him in the morning. And when you lay down at night to rest, praise Him too. Don't just assume that, oh, well, yeah, this is great. Thanks for another great day. And then your busyness happens. And then you put Him kind of on a shelf. And then you come back and maybe you say goodnight to Him. But you see, God wants to be with you in your everyday. So ready to plant your seeds and let God grow this year into something beyond anything you can imagine. And I know there are some tough times out there. Maybe you are struggling right now with an illness. Maybe you're having issues with meeting your financial needs. Whether it be with COVID, it's just because of job layoffs. But God will meet you right where you're at. Stay true to Him. keep first things first. Because I promise you, you may not see the light at the end of the tunnel, but God does. And in the midst of your storm, He is your light. So keep first things first. Put a smile today on your face, and most definitely carry that joy deep in your heart. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.